Well, it's 27 minutes after 4. What a beautiful, mashallah, morning. The 3rd of Rajab, 1444. Well, let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of course, our beloved teacher, respected, honorable, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 3rd of Rajab, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25 and verse number 3. Who is worthy of worship? So that is the question Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is posing to humanity and to jinn and the creation. So Almighty Allah speaks of those people who worship everybody, anything else besides Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only Supreme Being. It is His majesty, His sovereignty, His authority, His grandeur. But yet, look in this day and this age, 8 billion people on this earth and 7 billion totally astray, worshipping somebody, something else besides Him, Almighty Allah, or they reject Him absolutely, completely, and say that they are atheists and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah addresses this issue. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ They have taken besides him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Aliha, demigods, semigods, deities, somebody worshipping idols, somebody worshipping trees, somebody worshipping another human being and creation. Now how can it be this human being is supposed to be so intelligent and intellectual, but one creation goes and worships another creation, and in the process forgetting the one and only creator? So Aliha, the plural of Ilah, so they see today, millions and billions of people worshipping one creation, worshipping another. La yakhluquna shay'a. Number one. These deities you are worshipping, these idols or human beings or whosoever, la yakhluquna shay'a, they cannot create anything. All of them come together as well, cannot create. Your scientists, your professors, your doctors, Quran Sharif has made it clear, la yakhluqu dhubaba wala wajtama'ula. They cannot even create a single fly, even if all of them come together for that purpose and that objective. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran in chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, verse number 73. So that is what we must learn. So Almighty Allah is the only Khaliq, the only creator. Creator means He gives life. He places the soul in that creation and soulment takes place. Who can tell do that? They don't even know what is a soul. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Of knowledge you have been given a little bit, a small fraction. So number one, لا يخلقون شيئا. They cannot create anything. النكرة في سياق النفي تدل على الأموم. It's a law in our Arabic rhetoric and in the linguistics way, and that is لا يخلقون شيئا. They cannot create anything at all. So remember, total absolute negation. وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ, whilst they themselves are created. So if they are created and you worship them, then whose foolishness is that? You have to blame yourself, O human being. Do not blame anybody else. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. These objects you are worshipping, your idols or people or other creation, they cannot possess for themselves harm, repelling the harm. وَلَا نَفْعًا, and acquiring the good. You see today people worshipping idols, the birds come, the animals come, they urinate on them, defecate on them, so they cannot defend themselves. How are they going to defend you? So remember, it shows how foolish today's human being has become. That one creation worshipping, they worship people. Can you believe that? Bowing down to people and prostrating to people and so forth, and worshipping this and that and all these type of things. Remember, in Islam, absolutely haram. Ruku sajda, bowing down, prostrating, is only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, in our janazah prayer, funeral prayer, there is no bowing down and no sujood and no prostrating, because that is for Almighty Allah alone. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتَى. They cannot possess death. Can they give death to anybody, anything? No. So when they don't possess death, then how can you be worshipping them? وَلَا حَيَاتَ. And do they give life to anybody? No. La muhyi wa la mumit illa hu. None gives life, none gives death except him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa la, the one and only supreme being. La yamlikuna mawta wa la hayata wa la nushura. And they cannot resurrect anybody. Tomorrow will be the day of resurrection. On the day of justice, the day of judgment, everybody, every creation, human being, jinn, animals, reptiles, will come for Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning, the day of accountability. Can they do all this? Any of this? Nothing. So how can they be a ma'bud, be worshipped? Nay, la ilaha illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only God, capital G, and all the deities, semi-gods, demigods, are the figment of people's imagination. And you should be thinking, sister, brother, what are you worshipping? So remember, we worship one Almighty Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the final and last messenger is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Every messenger prophet came before him, the master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came for a limited place, limited time, limited audience, but the master alayhi salatu salam's message is global, universal and international. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmat. Chapter 21, verse 107. Let's take you around the world. News, views and interviews. Germany has agreed to send 14 Leopard tanks to Ukraine. So that will be a game changer. Germany playing active role. But when Russia is going to hit them, so there will be big problems for them. Zelensky is already shaking and moving. He is reshuffling his cabinet. He says too much corruption. People stealing there also. And that is in Ukraine. Turkey, well done to you, Erdogan. He cancels meeting with Sweden and Finland. He says, you go and burn our Quran, our noble constitution. And this is totally against any human being's, remember, belief. How can you go and burn and you sanction it there in Sweden? So we will make it difficult for you to become members of NATO. Uganda, Kampala, they're digging for oil. They want to become a major player in the oil market. It's not a holy war, it's an oily war. Now you see Netanyahu is on the back foot. The war criminal, Bibi. So Bibi flies across and then he goes to Amman. He meets King Abdullah there of Jordan in his palace there. And what they discuss? They discuss the status quo of Masjid al-Aqsa, what the Jutlas call Temple Mount and so forth, because he knows that now they have really ruffled the feathers of the Muslims and of Jordan, because Jordan is the custodian of Masjid al-Aqsa. And yesterday, it's alleged, yesterday, day for yesterday, whenever, remember some of the Jutlas, terrorists and people of the settlers, that is alleged, they entered there, and one or two of them, some of them even urinated there at Aqsa. These are the haramis, what can you call them? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You Muslims, you need to wake up, remember this. There's much more to life than South Africa and load shedding. You must know what's happening in this world, and you have to cry and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, and protect all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. See, they tell us Israel is a democracy, but this is what they do to our places. And you must remember, they allow who they want to into Aqsa and so forth. So it's a harami nation, a cursed nation for all times, all places. Remember that. Nothing to do with chosen people. And see, the other democracy, largest democracy in the world, Modi, is disgraced internationally, globally, as the butcher of Gujarat. What he did there 20 years ago, and now the Nehru University wants to show that documentary and so forth. So the government of India is warning them there will be severe consequences. So you can see that the truth for them has become unpalatable, unacceptable. America, remember, seems to be trigger happy. People, they're shooting. There in Los Angeles, they were shooting. Now other place, they're shooting. And they shoot their own people, but no one calls them a terrorist. But with a Muslim, then they will say Islam, they will say Muslim, they will say terrorist. So that is the double standards of the white hegemony. They always got some tricks up their sleeve. But what to Izzu man tasha, what to Allah gives honor, dignity to whoever he wants. He disgraces and humiliates whoever he wants. Classified documents for popping up in this guy's house, in this guy's garage. First they found classified documents of Biden, then they found of Pence. You remember Pence? Pence was the deputy president under Trump, so now his documents also now have come out. So more and more secrets are being leaked, remember that. Russia's oil is boo and is increasing all the time with China and India. The more sanctions they apply, the more the economy is performing, that is Russia. Putin, you harami, we want more action from you. You take on NATO and Germany and France. Take on all these Americans and Israelis and Ukraine. You must hammer and batter them. We have no sympathy for these haramis. Ben-Gvir, this is story in your Haaretz. Ben-Gvir is mobilizing, organizing the police and others. What? This is the question. Are Israel preparing for another war on Gaza? Because they know how humiliated they are amongst the Jewish population. So the more Palestinians they kill and murder, that's what their job, baby killers. Then they think they will change the tide, but it's too late. Ben-Gvir, you are a terrorist of the first order, and you're a disgrace to Israel. Remember that. Now look at this story. And to you, Muslim and non-Muslim, I ask you, That's why when you have a constitution based only on human rights, like today, non-Muslim countries, majority of them, they want to speak of democracy, human rights. But you remove divine rights, you remove what Allah, Almighty Allah states. It's a recipe for disaster. Now look at this story broke yesterday. In our beloved country, South Africa, there's a character, his name is Ackerman. Ackerman is guilty of charge of, you understand, 740 charges. What he used to do, he used to lure the children, 7 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, and show them pornography, and groom them, and then sell them to the men, so the men could sodomize them, the men could go and do homosexuality with them. There was a judge also involved, Judge Kennedy. So when he was caught out, he committed, this is South Africa, and this is what he did, he committed suicide, this Kennedy character. This Ackerman is still there and is in court and so forth and so on. Today also it will continue. The question I want to pose to you, when this guy committed more than 740 crimes, felony as they call it in America, and so should there not be a death penalty for such people? 700 crimes, taking 7-year-old boys and using them, and in Islam it will be death penalty. So what do you say? So we have to start paying with our tax money for these type of real haramis, subhumans. You can't call him a human being. So you must, like that chap who urinates in Aqsa, you can't call them humans. In the word of Gideon Levy, they are subhumans. They are shaitan in human form, Satan in human form. So we must remember, we must put pressure that the death penalty has to be reintroduced in South Africa. Today is a free season. You just shoot a policeman, what's going to happen? Nothing will happen. They will make a big noise, this, that, and they put them 2 years, 3 years, then on bail they'll come out on some good conduct. So that is where we are today. Atul Gupta, he says he wants a new passport of South Africa. Very good, they refused him. They should catch all of them, put them on trial and sentence them. America is suing Google. Can you believe that? Once Google start taking out their secrets, then they will tell them that you are not being fair and you are manipulating. So now America suing Google. And the Peru president called for a truce. More than 50 people killed in Peru, in Lima and surroundings. Haiti, another poor country on the borders of America, food shortage, cholera, the gangs are ruling. Allah alone knows what will happen there. And remember, one person in America killed 23 people in 2019 and is pleading guilty. It seems there's a culture there. You just go buy a gun and start shooting. You must remember. So they have to control that. Otherwise, there will be a big civil war there. Pakistan, the electricity has been restored. So that's at least a good story. So inshallah, today will be Mufti Masihullah Kaji of Port Shepstone with Mona Zahid Khan in the interview between 8:30 and 9. And inshallah, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday after Zohar, 1 o'clock to 2, 1 o'clock to 3, 4 o'clock. Remember, your du'as are accepted. So beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for ourselves, our families, our country, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah and human race. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Somebody says, how can Muslims play a more constructive role in shaping South Africa's future, Ustad?
The Muslims must become true Muslims. The Muslims must become true Muslims. My neighbor is not a Muslim. He went for his son's graduation there to London. So you must remember, he was gone for 2 months. So he didn't tell me, but his daughter contacted us and said, please help me out, this load shedding, this and all. I mean, no problem. So a few small things we did, nothing big to shout about. So he just got back now. When he saw me, he came running to me. Thank you, AK. Thank you, Mufti. Thank you, Das. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, no, it's a small thing. Don't worry. He said, no, you look after my daughter. You did this, you did this, you did this. So remember, if we become true Muslim, with everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim, then you are playing a constructive role. Our greatest way of showing people what Islam is our own business ethics, is our own character, is our own integrity. But where we do all these things, we want to take people for a ride. People say, no, I ate up the money of the one jutla, 1 million, 5 million, and it's permissible. Why? He's a jutla, he's a Jew, so I made jihad against him. So absolute rubbish. You must remember that you must be punished for your crimes, for not paying your creditors and so forth, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. So this idea, mentality we got, we can just eat up anybody that they're non-Muslim. Islam never allows that. That is your concocted, fabricated Islam. So many countries were conquered, not by scholars, but they were conquered by the people who were in the corporate world. And the world saw how honest these Muslims were. You go study the history of Indonesia, you go study the history of Malaysia, you go study the history of so many countries. So that is what we must learn.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that what can a person read to keep toxic people out of your life? Who pulls you away from your deen and their presence frustrates you, Ustaz?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al mar'u ala deeni khalili, that people will follow the culture and the religion and the habits of their friends. So why must you mingle with them? So if they are Muslim, just make salam, assalamu alaikum, and move away. So you must remember, I myself remember that half the people, I just make salam and walk away. Because we know that these people have a hidden agenda. They will come in front of us, Hazrat, Hazrat, how are you? When you just turn around, they'll put a sword, they'll put a knife in your back and so forth. So therefore, you must have a very small circle of friends. Remember that. So today, we want to make panchat with all and sundry. You don't understand the term panchat is our vernacular. It means to socialize with one and all. Islam is dead again. That you're killing time, wasting time, and remember that today's world, Quran says, wa in tuti aktsara man fil ard yudhilluka an sabilillah. If you are going to be obedient to majority of the people, they will lead you astray from the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, it's best to have very few friends and use your time constructively, because today the world, the thinking of Muslims, majority of them, is just like the non-Muslim. So that is what Quran is teaching us. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 116. Chapter 6, verse 116.
I've got Brother Kurt. He says, AK, will Obama and Trump ever meet again? Ustad?
Obviously, they politicians, they know what they did and everything. Obama, you must remember how many drones he shot into Pakistan, murdering innocent people, killing people. And Trump knows what he did in Afghanistan and so forth. Although he didn't start it, it was started by Bush and them, but he continued with it, and he continued, you must remember, Guantanamo Bay. Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay is a stain on every American politician and every American administration. Remember, they the ones who scream their lungs out and top of their voices, we must have democracy, we must have human rights. So what about the human rights and democracy for my brothers there in Guantanamo Bay? Shame on you, American leaders, and that's a war crime you are committing. And what about my sister Dr. Afia there in the hellhole in America? So all this, you know, they all speak, but it's all just, you must remember, to fool the public, because masses are asses. You must remember that.
I see Gideon says, but why do Muslims and Jews not see eye to eye? Did not Judaism come before Islam? Ustad?
Remember, in Islam, we don't believe there's any religion. From the time of Adam, peace be upon him, he was a Muslim. Abraham was Muslim, Noah was Muslim, and Moses was Muslim. People who deviated, they concocted and fabricated their own religion, like Judaism, Christianity, this ism, that ism, and so forth. So you got all your wires mixed up, Gideon. You must remember that you are the real terrorist of the world, and you can see how your own people are fighting like cats and dogs there. This week, Saturday night, we're expecting 150,000 jutlas to be out on the streets in Tel Aviv and in Beersheba and in Jaffa and in everywhere else. So why? Because Allah has cursed you for murdering prophets and messengers, for rejecting the truth and attempting to assassinate Jesus, peace be upon him, for attempting to assassinate Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing chosen about you. Therefore, forever you will be punished and forever you will be cursed. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. Oldest, you are the oldest, is the figment of your imagination. Your rabbis, you just pay them few shekels, they change the whole Torah for you. So remember, you got so many versions of the Bible and the Torah, even the virgins are confused.
Ustad, I've got a non-Muslim listener. He doesn't want to give his name, but he says that, is it true that South Africa is going to send the South Africa army to help Ukraine to fight the war? What about sending the army to Palestine, Ustad?
So you must remember that, I don't know from where you got your wires, my brother, and your news, but remember that is total fabrication. South Africa has invited Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, yeah, and they had talks with Nadella Naledi Pandor. She's a Muslim, and remember that, and she knows what she wants, and they know what they want, and they with Russia through thick and thin, and they will never help Ukraine, although America and the West wants that. Yes, they will help Russia, but they won't help Russia like how Iran and them are doing. It will be a covert operation, not an overt operation. So if you think South Africa is going to help Ukraine, is a figment of your imagination. They're part of BRICS, you must remember that. How India is helping Russia buying more oil, so they also will cut more deals and have nothing to do with Ukraine, because they'll be shooting themselves in the feet. You must remember that, because BRICS is very, very strong nowadays.
Mark says that, how strong is Israel, aka Ustad?
Israel is a puppet regime. On their own, they can't do anything. But what happens when they attack and all that, and when they're losing, like they were losing against Egypt, then America comes in, the West comes in to help them, and so forth. Therefore, King Faisal al-Shahid, the martyr, rahimahullah, he said, I'm going to teach you, the West and America, such a lesson. In the early 70s, he had the oil embargo. He brought America and the West to his knees, and therefore they got him assassinated in 1975. So you must remember, if you have people with faith and conviction, even today you can bring America and the West to your knees. But you see, when you have bootlickers like the Arab regimes and traitors and murtads and apostates to Islam, then you can't expect anything from them. We must be clear on this issue here. Israel, Quran says, Duribat alayhimu zilla, that they are the people Allah has stamped disgrace upon them. And they cannot fight illa bihablim min Allah wa hablim min al-nas. They need always outside assistance. They can't even defeat the Palestinians in Gaza properly, remember that. They only defeat them with their air power. If they come on the ground, the Palestinians will give them good hiding. So that is there. They're the biggest cowards. For small children, 10 army come. You see that every day what's going on. So they're haramis of the first order and terrorists of the first order.
This the brother says, sir, I need your help. How can I quote the Illuminati? Ustad.
So you must remember, my brother, in Islam, go study chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 286. That is the last verse of the longest chapter in the noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 286. What does the verse inform us? La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha. Allah has not burdened a person, male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, only according to his ability, capability, capacity. So I just give you 2-3 examples. You got the terrible habit of smoking. Smoking cigarettes, vaping, taking drugs. You say, how can I get out of this? Nobody can help you. Unless you yourself, you make that firm intention, you have that firm resolve, you have the determination and say that I will fight it and I will beat it. You are now obese, you're sitting at 150 kilos, so you say, you know what, this is terrible for my health, I must come down to under 100 kilos. So nobody can help you. Every day you're craving for more chocolates, every day you're craving for more things that are harmful for you. So you have to change. So my brother, nobody's going to help you. Chapter 13, verse 11. Until you help yourself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You have to start severing ties with them and all their threats and everything. You must speak to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, I want to become a better human being. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. When you place your trust in Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah will be there for you. But your quest must be sincere and you have to cry, beg, petition Allah. Obviously, you don't take now, you know, crazy decisions, but you have to take calculated risk, and in that way you will come out of the Illuminati and all these evil things. So that is there. Otherwise, you're going to join Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Satan and Lucifer.
Renal says, so what are the differences between Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Oman and Jordan, who started?
Remember, the biggest difference nowadays is this. As a principle, I will just give you one difference. Any country that has made peace with Israel, above the table, Jordan, Egypt, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, they are traitors to Islam, and we don't even consider their rulers to be Muslim. Saudi Arabia, they tell the world that no, there must be a Palestinian solution, all that, that's for public consumption. Under the table, all the deals are going on. If you know Arabic, my brothers, my sisters, the tragedy is majority of the Muslims don't even know Arabic. Do you know every Friday I translate the sermon, the khutbah from Makkah, the imams, the leaders of the prayer who are rendering, delivering the sermon, cannot even make dua and supplicate against the jutlas and the Jews. They can't even use the term Masjid al-Aqsa. So what you call such people? I call them traitors and murtads out of the fold of Islam. That is the rulers. So we need to be clear on all these type of issues. We don't bootleg anybody, any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We have to speak the truth, and the truth is always bitter. Watawaso bil haq, watawaso bil sabr. Chapter 103, verse 3. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed Abu Dharr, ya Abu Dharr, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Speak the truth, even though the truth is bitter. Authentic hadith, sahih hadith in Musnad Ahmad.
Ustaz, we've got three more questions. I see Brother Kevin says, how do you feel as a Zionist when you understand the meaning of Israel and Abdullah is same, Ustaz?
So you must remember, Israel is the title of Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. But you are no more Abdullah. Israel has been hijacked by Zionism, and you must remember that you are a cursed nation for murdering prophets and messengers. You no more Abdullah, you Abdul Shaitan. You are the servant and slave of Satan, and therefore you can see your whole Israel imploding now on the verge of civil war, jutla fighting jutla. Chapter 59, verse 14.
Somebody say, this is Sister Amanda. She says here that, is the Ark of Noah still in existence, Amanda, Ustad?
Almighty Allah, whatever you want to know, my sister Amanda, Ranel, and whoever Elkert, and whoever Gideon, and whoever, everything you want to know, we will find in the Noble Quran. It's the book constitution for all times, all places, and you will find the exposition, elaboration in the sayings and ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You asked me regarding the Safina, Noah and the Ark. So I want you, my sister, my brother, to read chapter 29, the Surah An-Kabut, the spider. Almighty Allah says that he, Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, stayed amongst his people. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He stayed there amongst them 950 years when the people rebelled and they rejected the message and the messenger. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. So the deluge and the flood came and it took them and they died and they were decimated, drowned and so forth. Chapter 29 verses 14-15. Now I'm reading for you 15. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ. Hence we, Almighty Allah, using the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, Sovereignty, Authority, a symbol of respect and reverence. Hence we saved and rescued him, Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, wa ashab as-safina, and the companions of the ark and the boat, 80 of them plus minus, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا, and we made that boat, that ark, that ship, call whatever you want to, آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, a sign and a symbol for the entire universe and creation. Where is it? We don't know. But today people say it's there in Iraq somewhere. And when I went to Kufa in Iraq, they showed us one place. They say that is where the water started bubbling and so forth. So they say Ararat. So what you must do, brother, sister, Google, put there Noah, Ark and Ararat. And then you will find all the specifications. But we won't say that is 100% regarding the location. We will say is one of the places the historians and people have said. So that is, but Quran says, chapter 29, verse number 15, it is a sign and a symbol for all people and humanity and creation. Inshallah, we will stop there now. We finished, right, Mullah?
I got one more, Ustaz, from Dubai. He says they want to move to back to South Africa. They're saying, what's it like to live in South Africa at the moment, Ustad?
Very good. How you left it and came back, it'll be the same. So you must remember, load shedding is there. The circus goes on. And mashallah, we love it in South Africa. As long as we can give our adhan, our madrasas, our tabligh jamaat, and we can continue with our media and everything. So alhamdulillah. So I told you, leave your America, leave your Dubai, come back to South Africa. Local is lekker. So you come back and eat cook sisters in Cape Town. Barakallahu feek. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Masihullah Kaji from Shepston. But Mozaid, 11 to 12 will be inshallah Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.